You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the cricket podcast from William Hill. We're looking ahead to the third test between India and England. My name is Mark Walton. Joining me on the line is former England cricketer Anthony McGrath. How are you, Anthony?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
Not so bad, thank you. Not so bad. Probably feeling better than most of the England team right now because just looking back at the second test, it wasn't great, was it?
No, it wasn't. I mean, I don't think England played as bad as everyone's making out. I think the toss is a huge importance on the subcontinent, particularly in India. And I think in their own conditions, India are very, very difficult to beat. That's why they've only lost one or two series in the last 16 years. So I think England's frailties showed up in the end, but there were still some positives to take out of it.
It was the day five that's got a pretty bad taste in the mouth, really, wasn't it? They were bowled out for 158 on day five. The final eight wickets went for just 71 runs, and they were beaten by 246 runs in total. If you take that out of it and look at the rest of the test as a whole, are there still positives there for England?
Yeah, they are. I mean, as I said, winning the toss is really important. You saw in the first test, England were on top, having won the toss, and India were with 4-5-5 in the first innings. England, I think, where they let themselves down were in that first innings, only scoring 255. If they could have got another 100 or so, and they were in positions to do that, I think that would have helped them. They got a good start in the second innings when they bowled. You know, bowling India out for only 204 was a really good fight back. And then the start Cook and Ameed gave them. You know, they looked comfortable. But again, as we saw in Bangladesh, one crazy session, they looked like they'd forgot how to play spin again. And India run out, you know, by 246, which in any game of cricket is a very, very comfortable margin of victory.
Yeah, that obviously follows the first test, which was a draw. So India lead 1-0 in the series. It's a five-match series. Can England still get back into this, Anthony?
It's going to be tough. I mean, we're on to Mahali now in the third test. It normally can swing there and help the seam bowlers. Only one of the very few places in India. But I've seen a few pictures of the pitch, and there looks cracks on it already. There's hardly any grass, which you'd expect, and I think we're going to see more of the same with spin, and unfortunately for England fans, I only see India really continuing their dominance.
India 1-14 now to win the series, 10-1 for the draw, and 20-1 for England to mount a bit of a miraculous comeback there. You mentioned the pitch qualities or characteristics, if you like. If you were captain in England going into this, what would your approach be going into this third test?
Well, again, England, there's a problem around Stuart Broad with his foot, so probably Wokes will come back in. I think England have just got to attack the India spinners. I think we saw that in the first test, albeit a different surface. The main thing is winning the toss, and I know it's a 50-50, but if England can win the toss and bat well in that first innings, they can then really control the test. It looks like Duckett's going to miss out, so... by all accounts, Butler's going to come in. He only knows one way to play, and that's attack. And I think he'll bat a bit lower down than Duckett, and I think he'll come in. And I think England will change attack. They really look defensive in that second innings, and I think Alistair Cook and Trevor Bayliss will want the England batsmen, once they've got in, to really attack the India spinners.
Yeah, just picking up on what you said there about Stuart Broad. He's missed the nets today. He's wearing the moon boot, so it does look very unlikely that he'll take part in the third test. In terms of the match betting, Anthony, India 4-7, the draw 4-1, England are 3-1. Is it just a case of siding with India again here?
Yeah, I mean, again, as I say, I'll mention it one more time. The toss is important. If England can win the toss, I do think they have a chance if they can get runs on the board. If England don't win the toss, I can't see them winning. India still have a chance either way. 4-7 is very short, but given the record in their own country, the way England have just been dismissed, I'd still be with India.
All right. We do have betting on the toss, by the way. You mentioned it a few times. It's 10-11 each of two, unsurprisingly. But if India win the toss, India look hard to beat. there in the match betting. We'll move on to some of the player markets. We'll start with the top India batsmen. Kohli's 5-2 favourite, 7-2 for Pujara. Vijay 4-1. Gambhir is 9-2. Rahul is also 9-2. 11-2 Rahane, and it's 11-2 bar those. Who do you think will stand out with the bat for India?
Yeah, I've been going with Rahane last two tests, but he just hasn't managed to go on. He's got a couple of starts. I think let's keep it very simple here, Virat Kohli. I mean, he's leading run scorer in the series, 337 runs, dominated England again, having come in with a question mark against him against England in the past. He just looks supremely confident, leading from the front. So I'm going to side with Virat Kohli at 5-2.
Virat Kohli then to be top India batsman. In terms of England batsmen, Alistair Cook and Joe Root are the 130 joint favourites. Hamid is 5-1, 6-1 Ben Stokes. Johnny Bairstow is 7s. Josh Butler is 7-1, as is Moeen Ali. It's 8-1 bar those. Who can stand out for England?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a little bit of value here. I'm going to go with Johnny Bairstow at 7-1. He's had a good series so far, and he's been batting down at number 7, 53, 34. Not out in that second innings when England collapsed, and 46 in the first test. I think he's going to bat higher up. I don't think Duckett will play, as I said. Butler will come in. Johnny Bairstow could find himself up as high as 5 in this match, which will give him more time to bat. As I say, he looks in very, very good touch. And the higher he is, the longer he's got to bat, he could post a really imposing score for England, because he does play spin well. So Johnny Bairstow.
All right, could be a bit of value then in the England batsmen. Let's move on to the bowlers. Top India bowler, well, it was Ashwin and Yadav that did the damage in the second test. Ashwin is the 5-4 favourite in this market for the first innings. Jadeja is 11-4, 4-1 for Mishra. Yadav is 5-1, Sharma 11-2. Shami is 11-2 as well, and 6-1 bar those. A pretty sharp price favourite in the shape of Ashwin. Rightfully so for you, Anthony?
Yeah. I mean, he was outstanding in the last test. Having not had the best for him in the first test. 5 wickets in the first innings, 3 in the second. I tipped him up last time as top bowler, and I'm going to stay the same. Even though it's short, he's India's best bowler. You could make a case for Jadeja and Yadav, the other spinner. But I think Ashwin will bowl all the overs, and he really does seem to trouble the England batsmen, and he's the ability to take wickets all the way down. So, Ashwin.
Just want to mention one of the enhanced odds at this point. We've got 6 markets in the enhanced odds section on the website at the moment, and Ashwin to be top India bowler and India to win is 2-1. That looks pretty tasty, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, we mentioned it last time, actually, the enhanced odds. I think if you're a big India backer, 4-7 is short. It really does look tempting, does that, Ashwin in India. And also, as well, Kohli to be top bat and India to win at 4-1. You know, again, that's a very, very tempting price, especially the form Kohli and Ashwin are in, plus how India played in that other test. So certainly 2 markets to keep an eye on.
Yeah. Keep an eye on the enhanced odds markets there. Finally, we'll finish off with top England bowler. Rashid is 5-2, Moeen Ali 100-30, Batty 4-1, Jimmy Anderson 4-1 as well, 9-2 for Wokes, 9-2 for Broad, doubtful he'll play, 9-2 Ansari, and 11-2 bar those. Who do you like for England?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the spinner, but I think James Anderson was really good for all England fans to see him come back. He looked good with 3 wickets. As I said, there might be a chance for the England seamers early on, but I just think with the state of the pitch, I think spinners are going to bowl the majority overs. And one man who was questioned before this tour was Adil Rashid, but he's leading wicket taker now in the series with 13 wickets, which is a great effort from him. Can be slightly expensive, but the ability to get right and left-handers out. So I'm going to go with Adil Rashid at 5-2.
All right, Rashid at 5-2 to be top England bowler. Then any other markets that have caught your eye before you go, Anthony?
Yeah, I've keep a similar theme to the first two tests. I do like the man of the match market, I'm going to go with Ravi Ashwin again. I mentioned him last time. He's 11 wickets and 167 runs already in the series. Kohli just pipped him to man of the match in the second test. I think he's due more wickets and he's handy with a bat as well. So I'll go with Ashwin at 5-1 for MOM.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Anthony. It's been a pleasure speaking to you once again. Good luck, and hopefully you'll be able to enjoy the third test.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.